Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
I wish it would snow for Christmas, Funky. Looks like it's trying. Seem like Christmas Eve, does it, Spunky?
All right, folks, it is day 11 here on 25 Days Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I am, of course, TF2 and Mike. Joining me once again is TV's Mr. Neil, which this will be his last trip this year, I think, because tomorrow we have a doomed Christmas, and Neil's... If Neil wasn't a fan of Jimmy Neutron, he's not going to be a fan of Tough Puppy.
Oh, I was going to say... If it was Invader Zim, I would make sure to be there.
Yes.
But you got me excited there for a minute.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. But today we have Rocco's Modern Christmas from Rocco's Modern Life. A lot of these Nick shows I had known about, but I never really watched when they were current. Like, I knew about Doug, and I knew about Johnny Bravo and Powerpuff Girls, but I would only watch those every now and then. I would never really watch it all the time. Like, I don't know. I would rather watch Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers and the Power Rangers featuring Ninja. Oh, please, no, 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 no next mutation. Bad TFG and Mike. But Rocco's Modern Christmas. This one centers around the fact that it's Christmas Eve, and Rocco laments the condition of O-Town, in which a cloud is struggling to eject snow from itself. Which, I swear, that the whole time I was watching this, that cloud looks like he's trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, he's trying. They deliberately made it look like he was trying to poo.
That just is so wrong. I guess that's where black snow comes from.
But anyway, yeah, Rocco's Modern Life is... Rocco is... I think he's a kangaroo, and he's obviously an immigrant, and he's away from his family, and that's basically the whole premise of the show.
Yeah.
And he just hangs out with his wacky friends, Heifer the Cow and Filbert the Jewish Turtle. He's Jewish. And yeah, that's basically the premise. It's basically the Nicktoons version of Seinfeld. It's very subversive, weird humor.
Yeah. Yeah, Heifer and Filbert. Those are some weird names. Yep. Really, really weird names. And you know the sad thing is, and I'm going to have to put this in here somewhere, the name of the town is O-Town. First thing I can think of is how bizarre. This first thing I can think of is the band O-Town song, How Bizarre. And really, Rocco's Modern Life, it's a nice little show. I like this episode. I think it was all right. I think it went on a little too long. The plot basically is there's no Christmas spirit in O-Town, and some elves move in down the street to a house, and you know across from Rocco, and apparently his next door neighbor is his arch villain Ed or something or other. It's been years since I've seen this show, folks, so you know if I'm getting shit wrong, I'm sorry. Right. Let's just look at it this way: the shitter was full on this one. I like this. I think it's basically Rocco wants to have a Christmas party. He invites everybody, and then the next door neighbor Ed basically starts rumors and gets everybody uninvited to the party. And I guess the father elf and the younger brother elf find the older brother elf, because the older brother elf finally comes back when the party gets back around, because he left because there was no Christmas joy in O-Town. So yeah, that's essentially what this is.
Yeah, I like the elves, how they kind of like subverted the whole Santa's workshop motif. How they were building the toys and they were building a mechanical Santa.
Yeah, that was funny. And the little elf, the little brother elf, for some odd reason, reminded me of Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah, kind of. There was definitely a Grinch Who Stole Christmas kind of vibe to this.
Yep, very much so.
And speaking of subversive, I just love how, like, everything is so weird in this cartoon. I don't think there's a straight line in this entire cartoon. Everything is just, like, really warped and abstract, and I like the crowd at the mall, how it's just, like, this big blob of purple with heads. Just such a weird, weird cartoon.
Yeah, it is. It's a... the whole series is kind of weird. I mean, like I said, I like the series. I think it's interesting. I haven't watched it in a very long time. But the whole thing, that's what I was saying. You weren't on this one. My buddy Doug was on this one because it was, you know, Doug's Christmas story because of the Doug, the Disney's Doug, Nick's Doug, whatever. You know what I mean? Funny. I had my buddy Doug Abel on that one, and in that it's like I remember Doug, but there were certain things about the cartoon I didn't remember. Like in that, in day six of this 25 days to cast around Christmas, I actually questioned why the animators decided to make every person in the town a different color. I'm like, are they going for diversity here? Like, and I'm not talking about white, black, you know, brown, that kind of thing. I mean, like, some people are pink, some people are purple, some people are red, some people are orange, and I'm like, what's the goal here? What's the point of and Rocco is kind of a little bit like that, where it's like you got this Australian kangaroo who's, I guess, over in North America somewhere. I guess O-Town's in North America somewhere. And all these other strange things, and maybe I just kind of missed the boat on Rocco's Modern Life.
It's kind of like, I guess it's just kind of an abstract way to dance around the race issue without actually doing race. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of old cartoons will just kind of be weird with colors like that for no apparent reason, and it's just to make it more interesting to look at, basically.
And that's fine. I mean we live now in a time where everything has to have diversity, everything has to have this, everything has to have that, and we have to be inclusive of everything. And that's because of that, I go back and I look at some of these old cartoons and I'm like, were they trying to do that back then? Or, as you said, were they just doing it to have it stand out? Rocco's Modern Christmas, I enjoyed it. It's probably not one I'll go back to, but it was all right. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say about it or any other opinions on it?
Not really. Pretty much covered everything.
All right, so coming up, as I said, we're going to go over to Tough Puppy and A Doomed Christmas. After that, we get to a little bit more classic stuff. We get 3 days of classic stuff. Some classic stuff. Some people may not think it's classic, but we get day 13. And I don't know why, folks. I didn't, do this on purpose and whatever else. Sometimes I do my numbering thing on purpose to have, Tooncast Beyond Episode 69, Stripperella, how can you not do that, day 13 will be Looney Tunes, Bah Humduck. 14 is It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas, which is essentially It's a Wonderful Life with the Tiny Toons. And day 15 will be A Flintstone Christmas Carol. So that's what's coming up, and then after that, it's all gravy from there, because we get Buzz Lightyear, some DC animation stuff, Kim Possible, and then we get to the classics. But Rocco's Modern Christmas, it was okay.
It's a little melancholy, just because it's about a guy who is away from his parents, and they cover that a couple times in the episode. And it's supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be it's a funny cartoon without being a laugh a minute.
Yeah. It's probably one of the only cartoons that I know that doesn't have a laugh track in it. I don't know. Sometimes you remove a laugh track out of something that's supposed to have a laugh track, it doesn't really work.
For instance.
Really?
Well, the Flintstones did have a laugh track, and it is kind of weird when it's not there.
Yeah, that's true.
The timing is still there. They still pause for the laugh.
Yeah, that's true. I don't care what anyone says. The Great Gazoo is awesome. Where can people find you online?
Decian.com and Peelin Bailey on Twitter.
Find me at TFG and Mike on Twitter at Geekcast Radio for all of the network updates. Also go to geekcastradio.com, check out all the content we've got there. And that's going to do it for today, folks. And tomorrow, it's a doomed Christmas. Christmas is canceled.
Let's all sing the Doom song.
Dr. Doom has a theme song?
I was making a Zim reference.
Oh, see, I've never seen Invader Zim, so I'm sorry.
Where's the winter wonderland? Where's the warm, friendly gatherings? Hey, look at that. Looks like we're getting some new neighbors. Wow, get a load of all those decorations. Hey, I have an idea. Let's get some decorations and have Philbert and Heifer over tonight for a little holiday get-together. That might bring some cheer. This is gonna be the best Christmas ever.
Ooh, what a miserable day. It hasn't snowed in O-Town for decades. Just miserable rain. Oh no, not on Christmas. Boo-hoo.
Oh, Ed, tomorrow's Christmas. Can't you try and enjoy it for once?
Ha!
Well, you go ahead, you just be that way. And close your robe, for cripe's sake. I am going to have a lovely holiday anyway.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,